Sitting down with Broncos third-round pick, Isaac Yiadom. Isaac, welcome to Broncos country. What was it like getting that phone call from John Elway?
Man, it was relieving, you know, just so exciting because, you know, I mean, this is something special, you know. It's just like Elway's a really respected person, you know, in this game. And to be getting the phone call from him is, you know, you ready to come out here and compete because, you know, you're going to be a part of something special, a great organization, you know, great fans. Broncos country, great place to be.
What were you doing when you got that phone call? You just with family?
Yeah,
friends?
I was sitting around the TV with my family, you know, a couple of my friends. Yeah.
Did you even have to look or you just saw the area code?
I saw the Denver, Colorado sign and I just ran to the bathroom.
You went to the bathroom?
Yeah, it's a quiet place real quick. Get a little excited.
What do you think you'll bring to the Broncos this year?
I'm just come here and compete. You know, I think I bring a lot of special teams value to the table. So, you know, I'm just come here and try to earn my spot through special teams, coming here and just making a difference on the team.
For you personally, what would you think would be a successful rookie year?
You know, just coming here, playing every single phase of special teams, playing some corner, you know, just helping, doing my part to help us win as many games as possible.
Mirror me, ready? Mirror me, go. Mirror me, either way. Ready? Mirror me. That's it.
How big was that Senior Bowl week for you, obviously getting to be with the North team, with the Broncos coaches? How big was that for you?
It was huge for me. You know, I like Coach Woods, Coach M-Rob, Coach Greg so much. You know, they're great coaches. They helped me change so much stuff, like three practices that, you know, I can only imagine what a season would be like. So, you know, I went out there. Every single day I got better. Every single day I was competing, you know, and I just embraced it.
How much of that do you think was just your attitude, being open to that coaching?
I think it was a lot. I think it helped me come here a lot because, you know, like at some point in the Senior Bowl, you know, we had a lot of guys down. And I said, Coach, you want me to go play free? I'll run out there, you know what I mean? Like, so I was playing free for the whole second half, you know. Had some problems with the receiver. I go cover him, so just never say no.
You do whatever they say to do.
Whatever they say, I do it.
Obviously, you have a connection with Justin Simmons. What was that friendship like when you were both at Boston College?
Right, you know, I was a sophomore. Justin was a senior, so, like, Justin was, like, everybody's big brother. You know, Justin a great dude on and off the field, so everybody look up to Justin no matter what. So, you know, he a great role model, a great player. So, you know, like I always say, he set the bar so high for us as a DB room and, like, at BC that, like, everybody just feed off of that. Like, last year, John Johnson got drafted because of that. This year is going to be me, Cam, and Gabe, our other corners, because of Justin. You know, we just keep feeding off that. Next year will be our two safeties, Lucas and Will. So just so on and so on.
So Boston College is like, what, DBU now?
Man, I think so. We're going to have, man, it's going to be five of us in the last 3 years. So
yeah, that's DBU.
Right.
I know you grew up in Boston. Don't tell me that you're a Patriots fan.
Nah, but I did watch the Patriots-Denver, you know, rivalry a little bit, but I'm a Denver fan now.
Okay,
I'm part of Broncos country. That's all that matters.
Who do you model your game after at the NFL level?
I mean, nobody really yet, but, you know, growing up, I watched Ed Reed a lot. Okay. Safeties, Troy Polamalu, just dudes that, you know, I mean, like, when I was young, I mean, it was the coolest thing ever. You know, Polamalu, his hair, he used to be flying around, made crazy plays. You know, you go back and watch it, like, he was the truth back then. So, just, yeah, that.
That's a good guy to follow. All right, Isaac, welcome to Broncos country. Thank you so much.
Glad to be here. Thank you.